Good evening, and you're very welcome to this week's Global Village with me, Dilip Wickremesinghe. And for the next hour, we'll bring you to the core of the latest social justice and mental health stories by speaking to those who are affected by the issues in an effort to raise your awareness and even inspire you to be part of the change. On Global Village tonight, we hear how celebrating diversity in the workplace is not just good for staff morale, but it's good for productivity. And the biggest ever international guide camp to take place in Ireland will take place in Tipperary with 1,800 girl guides. Well, the text line here is 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can email the program on globalvillage@newstalk.com. Or if you're on Twitter, you can follow us at globalvillagent. Giving birth for a woman can be one of the most significant, meaningful and empowering events in her life. Not only does she heroically introduce a new life into this world, but she emerges from the experience triumphant and forever transformed into a strong, nurturing and self-assured mother. But sadly, most women in Ireland would not view birth this way. In fact, many would describe it as being traumatic, disempowering and even fearful. A famous quote by Ina May Gaskin, who is often described as the mother of authentic midwifery, encapsulates for me the reason why birth in Ireland, instead of being embraced, is viewed as an event that can only be survived if one is numbed or rushed through it. And the quote is, "If a woman doesn't look like a goddess during labour, then someone isn't treating her right." Well, here's a question for those of you who have given birth. Were you treated like a goddess? And if being treated as a goddess is asking too much, then did you feel giving birth was an empowering experience? Well, one thing for sure, if men were having babies, maternity hospitals would look like golf resorts. Sadly, it is very rare for new mums to feel their introduction to motherhood was special after they accessed the maternity conveyor belt system. But I can honestly say my birth was the most enriching and healing experience of my life. So why was mine so special? Well, after accessing the public system and experiencing firsthand the paternalistic services where I personally felt unsupported and voiceless, we opted for a home birth. I was in active labour for 4 hours. I had two amazing midwives, used a TENS machine, a birthing pool and gas and air for pain relief. And after my son was born, I showered in my own shower, which is amazing. I was handed the biggest stack of American-style pancakes with maple syrup. And then my beloved Anne-Marie and I fell blissfully asleep with our baby boy in our arms in the family bed. Now, doesn't that sound amazing? Well, it's because we had such a great experience that for Anne-Marie, who is now nearly 37 weeks pregnant, oh my goodness, not long to go, keep my eye on the phone just in case, we have again opted for a home birth. We have engaged the same private midwifery service and even have the same fabulous midwife, Liz Halliday. We've attended the Coombe for all our scans and been cleared for a home birth. Having a home birth doesn't mean we are being reckless, or as many of you, I'm sure you're thinking, you're being so brave by having a home birth. Instead, it's an informed choice we have made based on the latest research and evidence on the topic and engaged a highly professional service that has provided us continuity of care, not for just one baby, but two, something that our maternity hospitals do not provide. In case of an emergency, we live only 10 minutes away from the Coombe, and when Anne-Marie goes into labour, the emergency services will be notified in the event we need to transfer. We are not only making a choice that is right for our family, but we are actually freeing a bed in the maternity services for a woman who needs it. Now, if only the Irish maternity services provided more options, such as home births and birthing centres, then our maternity hospitals wouldn't be so overstretched and Irish women would finally receive the woman-focused service they truly deserve. Remember, ladies, when you are giving birth, you need to be treated like a goddess because that's what you are. And to end, I must quote Ina May Gaskin again, as her words have inspired me and many others to become birth activists and hope they will do the same for you. The way a culture treats women in birth is a good indicator of how well women and their contributions to society are valued and honoured. Well, let's get tonight's conversation started on Global Village. Do text in on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Imagine a workplace that was inclusive and welcoming and celebrated you for being you. Well, it certainly would do wonders for your mental health and productivity in the workplace. Grant Thornton is one of the island's fastest growing professional services firm. They run a program called Embrace, which is designed to encourage diversity and inclusion in the workplace. For more on how it all started and how it works, I'm joined by three people who work for Grant Thornton: Sasha Kearns, partner and head of diversity and inclusion, and two members of staff, Thomas Lynch and Will Barnes, both employees of Grant Thornton. You're all very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah. Now, first of all, Sasha, we met a few months back. You were kind enough to ask me to come and give a talk in Grant Thornton for Embrace. But let's tell our listeners, what is Embrace? A lovely name. I think it's brilliant.
Thanks, Del. And yeah, you were inspiring when you came to speak to us a few months ago. So Embrace started last year as a programme. I suppose within the business, we were doing a number of different things already, but probably not in a cohesive fashion. So last year I went to the managing partner, I put a proposal to him, Paul McCann, and he was hugely supportive. And I felt we needed to bring something, some sort of programme to the firm. And I really felt there were six core pillars we needed to focus on, and we named it Embrace. And I suppose Embrace speaks for itself, arms open, welcoming, all inclusive. And the six pillars that we focused on and that we have been focusing on since we launched Embrace is firstly, gender, family and working parents, multicultural, LGBTI, disability and generational. And we have various different work programmes, a number of different networks that have been set up under those different pillars to drive those initiatives forward. And from a firm perspective, I suppose the benefit for us are there's a number of areas. One, it's to make sure that our employees within the firm really feel, we have a slogan, bring your whole self to work. And I think the world is changing. How work and personal lives interact, it's so entwined now. And we really need to be in an environment where, you know, we can be who we want to be. From Grant Thornton's Ireland's perspective, we say our people make us different. So therefore, as an organisation, it's really important that people can bring those differences. And then that we as a firm can leverage those differences in our internal interactions, but also in our external interactions with our clients.
On the day of the launch of Embrace, your CEO spoke, and it really stayed with me, because normally, you know, I do a lot of talks for organizations like yourself, go in and talk about inclusion and diversity, and oftentimes it's someone like yourself, you know, someone from HR who comes out and talks about it, the benefits of this, but very rarely you actually have someone who's like the head of the organization not just show up, but actually share some very personal information about himself in a way to I suppose frame the conversation and make people who are present realize that he gets it and he knows this is important. So therefore the rest need to kind of jump on the bandwagon as well. How important is it to have that kind of top down approach to diversity in the workplace?
Absolutely huge. Paul McCann, our managing partner, has really been a huge support in driving this forward across all aspects of the organisation. You know, I think he spoke on the day, he has a young daughter himself, and he says, I see where the world's going to be for her and I want her to have every single opportunity that I had. He marched with us in Pride Parade and had all the colourful regalia on him, and he was absolutely fantastic. So I think for us as an organisation, you know, we're a partnership organisation, so we have 50 plus partners, so you have a number of leaders across the firm, and for them really to be supportive and to help drive the message home is really important for it to have that trickle down effect.
So Will, let's talk about yourself and what does the Embrace, I suppose, mean to you?
Yeah, well, I suppose coming from my background, so as a business professional but also as a dad and a husband and also a proud Tala man, I can
very good, yeah.
I can bring a lot of different respects to work, and I suppose having Embrace in the organisation just provides that kind of permission, I suppose, that I can bring my full self to work, and in an appropriate measure, being able to engage with my team, be engaged with clients, and engage with our contacts and network to be able to demonstrate that who I am matters, and who you are matters, and we're all inclusive in this and together. And I think, as Sasha touched on, it's about bringing your whole self to work. And I suppose since I've been there the past 3 years, I've kind of seen that continually develop and be part of that journey. And I've been very fortunate enough to be one of the representatives of the firm to be helped that. So I sit on the family and gender group. And for me, that's very important. So as a managing partner looks at his own daughter, I have two little monsters at home. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, I would like to shape an environment for them that they can see that their aspirations are possible in whatever way it is. So if I can play a little bit of a role in that, then that's my job well done.
Well, I have to say, Will, I'm blown away here, because when you talk about being a family man, and oftentimes whenever we have this conversation about making you know, accommodations for family, it's always usually because of a woman, you know, because it's a working mom, you know. So it's brilliant to have a guy from Tala, very proudly, say, I'm a family man and I want to be able to have a family and have a career and be in a workplace that actually accepts all parts of myself.
Yeah.
And do you ever find yourself that there's other dads like you who are having the same struggles, or is it something that you are maybe somewhat of a trailblazer?
No, I think it's fairly representative in small pockets across the firm. In my own team, for example, we have about 50 team members, and there is a small pocket of dads in that. So it's been able to kind of act as maybe a little bit of a trailblazer and act as a permission slip for those type of guys to say, do you know what, it's okay to be a dad and to own up to that. It's not going to adversely affect your performance or your career development or your role. If anything, it's going to be more beneficial to who people see you as and how you interact and how you perform. So I think it's something we're cognizant of a firm. We're very much focused on. It's very important to us. But again, it forms the basis for bringing every different aspect of people to work. So for us, it's not necessarily about any one pillar. It's about all the pillars, because we do appreciate that people come from different backgrounds. And it's important that we have that kind of creative, supportive and honest and open environment.
That's fantastic. Just so refreshing. My producer just said it in my ear. It's just so refreshing to see a dad speak about this issue. And here's to a day when we are not going to fall over ourselves when you see a man say, I'm a dad, you know. And because really, women do this all the time, but it's just not celebrated enough. So let's talk about yourself, Will, what's your story, Will? And how did you get involved in Embrace? I have a feeling that maybe pride had something to do with it.
A little bit, yeah. I think my journey with the Embrace programme started last year, at last year's Pride. There was a small pocket of us that got together and decided to attend an event during Pride Week. And Sasha joined us as well, and that's where the discussion really started, and we found out that there was some really good work happening behind the scenes before the launch of Diversity. And through that we got together, and we came together with Sasha and looked to develop an LGBTI network and come together as a committee and just get some ideas down in paper on what we wanted to achieve for the next couple of years. And really the first thing on our list was to participate in Pride this year and show the firm that this was something that we wanted to get involved in and that we wanted to be able to bring our whole selves to work, because it is important. Multicultural and gender is also extremely important, but at times you can't hide that, whereas with LGBTI it's very easy to go in and pretend to be something you're not. And I myself, in previous jobs and previous companies, have, you know, told little white lies about, you know, being in Coppers instead of being in the George.
Oh no.
Yeah, so yeah, and like those kind of lies, they eat away at you at work, and just the thought process and the over analysis that happens of, you know, does that person really care, should I have been truthful? So and not only does that eat away at your mental health and your, you know, your pride, it actually distracts you from the work that you're trying to do, so you're not 100% productive at work. So I think that's why the Embrace program really called out to me and why I was so happy to get involved, because I feel now that I can go into work and I can be 100% myself and I can bring my whole self to work.
I know it's so important. It's so easy. I'm like, I've been in jobs in the past where I couldn't be fully myself, and it's really suffocating. Like my heart went out to so many teachers across the country for years. You know, they were celebrating all their colleagues getting engaged and getting married, and they couldn't actually share their own happiness because they felt that obviously because the legislation left them wide open about being actually fired over their sexuality. And these are just two of your team members. I have to ask from just something there that Will said about LGBTQI. Sometimes when the feathers get a bit ruffled, I suppose, amongst employees when there is a clash between cultures, like say so ethnicity. Of course, you want to create a workplace that's multicultural, but sometimes it's people from maybe some conservative migrant backgrounds might find it challenging to accept the openness of Irish culture around LGBTQI. How do you deal with that, Sasha?
Yeah, look, I think we have to be very cognizant of everybody's differences, you know, when we're approaching this, Dil. And, you know, we really are. The LGBTI guys have been absolutely inspirational. They have so much energy. They keep me going at times. But, you know, when we marched in Pride the other day, we had a core group of, we have a lot of people from the Philippines working, and a great group of them came and marched with us. And it was just absolutely, you know, fantastic. And they were hugely supportive. I suppose from an organisational structure perspective, Embrace, we have the overarching diversity committee, and then underneath it we have the various different networks. So there is the opportunity for that information to filter up and for us to deal with it if it's appropriate. We haven't had any of those concerns. I think everybody has been hugely supportive. We're running a family day this weekend. So we'll have a whole load of crowds of kids, bouncy castles, soccer matches, all sorts of things. But again, an opportunity for us all to bring our kids. And I suppose it's funny, you know, a lot of people in the organisation see me in my tax partner role. They don't always see what I'm like as a mum. And I think that's important.
Oh, let me see the other side of you. I'm sure people realise the mom side of Sasha is not to be messed with.
Well, I don't know. You know, you just hope your children behave in some sort of a manner when you bring them out in public.
Please don't show me up, for goodness sake. I'll give you whatever you want afterwards.
Yeah. But I suppose it's just, you know, allowing us to, you know, shift that lens a little bit, and allowing people to see the personal side as well. I think it's so important. You know, we all work together, we all work really hard, and we all work in a very pressurised environment. And I think the more you understand and appreciate each other, the more productive and the better workplace we can create.
Another thing I want to touch on, because, you know, Grant Horton is a big business, you know, you're corporate, you know, you have deep pockets. But when it comes to, you know, setting up this type of initiative, can smaller companies, SMEs, be able to replicate what you've done?
Oh, yes, I think so. You know, from the point of view of, you know, what we did last year, and the amount of work we did an internal survey within our firm, and it was all done internally by people in their out of office time. It takes personal commitment, is all I'll say. A huge amount of what we do is done by us outside our day jobs, and by the people sitting around the table and a much wider team. So I wouldn't let budget isn't an issue in relation to this. What I have found is we've had huge support from other organisations. I would have spent a lot of time before we launched this going out and speaking to other businesses who had been involved, and people are hugely giving of their time and their experience, and you can really learn from that.
Very good. And Thomas, will your two monsters be attending the weekend celebrations?
Yeah, so my eldest, so she's 3.5 going on 40, she'll be there. My youngest is 16 months, she'll be there. And if I can get away with it, hopefully I won't be wearing a little princess dress.
I'm afraid to see that now. So, but yeah, maybe the princess dress is more Will's scene.
So yeah, I'll definitely be there. I can't wait for the opportunity just to kind of see how they interact with kind of people I work with, but also to see the kind of feedback from the people I work with in me as a dad, and kind of what that means. And I would have had times in the past where, you know, people from work would have met me outside of work with my girls, and they just saw a completely different side of me. And like, you know, they just really understood different aspects and what it really meant for me being in work, because I'm doing it for my girls, I'm not doing it for any other purpose type of thing. And to be able to say that, you know, I bring my pure self to work and an authentic self, and the way I am at home is the way I am in work, and the way I approach dealing with my girls, I try and replicate some of that, because they are little monsters, and sometimes people in work are little monsters.
I love this guy. We have to bring Will back on again for sure. Sorry, Thomas back on again for sure. Finally, for you, Will, do you feel now with the Embrace initiative, are you somewhat of a role model for others in the company? Do you feel that maybe, like, I suppose, Thomas has. Have you given people permission to be open and be authentic in the workplace?
Yeah, I think when I first joined Grant Thornton, I was fortunate to have somebody within my department who was openly gay, and that straight away kind of set a tone for me and allowed me to be myself and to put my hand up and go to that event last year at Pride. And I think seeing that, that's something that I want to be able to give to other people. And I mean, there's definitely some rainbow stuff at my desk and like that.
You have to fly the flag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I actually got it as
I'm still wearing my Pride t-shirt.
I thought it was great. Last Christmas, one of the girls gave me a little mug with a rainbow on it. So so drinking my tea from that every day. And I think it's just the being visible and people seeing that I'm able to progress and, you know, succeed in Grant Thornton, and that it's not a barrier on my career, and be authentically myself, and just doing that and not having to get up on the table and scream and shout or do anything else.
It's raining men or something.
Yeah, exactly, you know, hallelujah. Just being myself and letting people see that, I think, is the important thing. And it's we haven't officially launched our role models program, but it is something that we're looking to next year. This year we're focusing on an allies program, and you know, we know that from the referendum we need to have more than just ourselves to push through anything, so we do need our allies. And looking at the Pride Parade, Paul McCann, the managing partner, Sasha, Michael Stone, head of HR, we had some fantastic allies there, and Paul McCann brought his two little boys marching as well. So it's great to see that, and we just want to make a more concerted effort to have a more official allies program and have people see the support that's there, and to make sure that at all of the various departments that you can succeed the same way.
That's fantastic.
He's going to be very visible, Dylan, in the next few weeks. He's been very modest over there because he's actually going to be an escort on the Rose of Tralee. Yeah.
No way!
Yes, yeah. So, and Grant Thornton are sponsoring me as well. So they're happy to put their purple behind me for the Rose of Tralee. Yeah, so.
Very good. I've always thought the Rose of Tralee, it's time for them to have female escorts as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. And like, get a few butch girls out there. You know, I'm married, so I'm already spoken for, so I can't. So listen, we run out of time, so thank you so much for joining me in studio. My thanks to Sasha Kearns, partner and head of diversity and inclusion at Grant Thornton, and of course two model employees, Thomas Lynch and Will Barnes. I'm so sorry, their heads are going to be so big they won't be able to get in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.